9:30 on a Wednesday morning. I get to spend a little bit of time with Casey Williams in from Green Country Village, and we a lot of things we could talk about, but I want to at least mention a lot of people got to meet your chefs last night at the
long time no see. I enjoyed eating dinks with you yesterday before the cooking demonstration.
That
was a really fun event. We had the booth before, and we got to meet a lot of the neat community members that came to visit. There were a bunch of people there, and it was fun visiting with some of the citizens of Bartlesville and surrounding areas. And also, one thing that it was really fun for me to see is the vendors and people that were there. A lot of the community that Green Country Village works with, you know, bankers, investments, Moxie, there was a bunch of people I already knew from working with them throughout the community. So that was kind of a fun way to see them outside of our walls. And then, of course, the cooking show, that was really fun.
Yeah, and of course, with the pasta pomodoro, it's a fun, easy recipe that nearly anyone can use, and you can take a variation down this path or down that path, but they give them a great start on what you could do and have a little bit of fun with pasta.
Yes, and of course I said, do you know pasta pomodoro? And you said, pomodoro, and you were like, yes. And I was like, oh yeah, your last name, you are Italian, yes.
So got an early introduction into Italian cooking from my grandmother.
Wonderful,
so,
wonderful.
But it's nice to see somebody else's variation on it. And Northern Italian cooking is different than Southern Italian cooking, but it's all good, you know?
It was really fun. You could tell by the interaction between David and Mike on stage that they have a great working relationship, that there were some funny little moments in there, but also they kind of showed what Green Country Village, I mean, it was one dish, I know, but they do a lot of fresh cooking. There's a lot of choices at Green Country Village. And so it was kind of nice to showcase when one thinks of senior living, they might think of, oh, your cafeteria style food, but ours is more like restaurant style food.
And I think that's exactly what hopefully you were to able to blow away that that misconception of what I guess you could say institutional food, you know?
Absolutely. And we are just so far from that, not only with the food choices, but food service. It's restaurant style. And so it was really, I was proud of David and Mike, and always am, but it was really fun for us to kind of get to brag on them in public. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. And I'm sure they had fun, first of all, just from choosing what they were going to do, but how they were going to present it to the audience, you know.
Yeah, and I don't think David burned his eyebrows off when he poured the wine into the pan, but I haven't checked on him today. So
well, Graham Kerr fancy. Had similar problems, and I'm sure that Julia also probably, of course, she used more butter than wine, but it all comes out the same.
It does, yeah. It was a lot of fun. And you know, this was kind of our kickoff to a busy spring with Green Country Village sponsorships and events that were getting ready to be. I'm looking at my long list and my calendar and trying to, you know, puzzle piece all the things that that Green Country Village is going to be doing in the spring.
Well, you know, with the advent of nice springtime weather, and I realize it still means spring showers or maybe thunderstorms, but the point is we've been not doing a lot outside just because of cold temperatures in winter, and now we're ready to bust out the walls and have a good time.
And go and see other people. And one of the things that we're most excited about is assisted living at Green Country Village is celebrating their 20th year.
That's tremendous.
It's wonderful. And just a wonderful staff and residents there. And we are having a luau on Friday the 12th. It's mostly for residents and their families, but if anybody's interested in even taking a look at our assisted living community, they would be most welcome. They are welcome to call Green Country Village for more information about that luau. We're going to have fun foods, fun decorations, fun drinks. So it's going to be a good time to celebrate 20 years.
I don't know if you're going to have poi or not, but I know it will be fun, you know.
You know what? I'm going to ask those chefs that were on stage last night because I'm not your person. and another thing that we're excited about within our walls, we're going to have Springtime in Paris. And that is just a celebration with our residents, the community members in Bartlesville who have expressed interest in Green Country Village. And so we call them prospective residents. But anybody else, again, you're welcome. Just call and find out more information, how you can RSVP to that. because we would love, anybody that wants to come at any time is welcome.
Well, as long as you're there, you might as well schedule a staycation. I mean, why not?
Why not? Yes, and it's been busy. We've had to move it. This is the third time, and when we say we move it, somebody walks in, they spend a few days with us, and they're like, I really like this view, and I really like how close this one is. Do you think I could rent this one? We're like, sure. We're going to move out the furniture to a different location and get it fixed up and get you squared away. So we're on apartment number 3 right now, and it's only been up since middle of December.
Yeah.
So we're not sad about it. We're happy to have new residents.
All apartments are for rent.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, that's our purpose. We want people to, we put it in a position, in a place to where it's attractive, close by, that kind of thing. So, you know, if you like it, you can have it.
There you go.
One thing about springtime in Paris, Anne Jeanette and the Evolution, which is a wonderful jazz band, they're going to be entertaining our residents. And, you know, they're always just so interactive, so wonderful. They really appeal to all people. I love her.
They play a wide variety of music, just about all genres. And Anne Jeanette, just from the microphone, is very personable and interactive with the audience.
Yep. And she knows her audience. And so she really, you know, sticks it every time that she comes. So we're always happy to have Anne Jeanette. She comes solo sometimes, but now the Evolution's coming, which always adds even more fun.
Yeah.
So, and then one thing, this is our first year that I know of. We're going to be sponsoring a table at the SPCA Spaghetti Dinner, and which sounds maybe not in our wheelhouse, but we love pets.
Mm-hmm.
And so we thought it would be appropriate.
Well, I think it's appropriate. And I think whether you're adopting a pet or whether you're just looking for living choices, that's what you're out there. You're both saying there are choices you can have. Do you want a dog? You want a cat? You want a big dog? You want a small dog?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want a one bedroom or two bedroom? Which view do you want?
Mm-hmm. And if you have adopted an animal at SPCA and want to bring them with you to Green Country Village, we welcome them. We know they're like family members.
Well, I was actually kind of surprised when I was talking with a round of residents just recently that that was one of the choices that one of them made. That was, they wanted some place they could bring their dog.
Absolutely. Probably Bill Schmidt.
It was.
Uh-huh. And he and Buddy are like local celebrities. Buddy's the sweetest dog, and they go on walks all the time. We have several dogs. I think we have like 8 dogs and 8 cats. I think we have a bunch of animals. But I like to introduce Buddy and his dad, Bill, because, you know, that's kind of how it goes.
Who's the hit of the show? Bill, you're a nice guy, but we're looking
really,
at the dog.
But really, come on. Yes. Another thing we're excited about sponsoring a table for is the Journey Home Denim and Diamonds event. That's always fun, and I guess they're moving it out because it's so big.
I haven't talked to them, so I don't want to any further than what, yeah, that seems reasonable anyway.
Yeah, I think they're moving to the Dewey Fairgrounds this year.
That I had heard, mm-hmm. but as far, I hadn't gone into the reasons. So
right.
I'll just.
One of the things that we've appreciated with Journey Home is many of our residents have gone to Journey Home, and we just know what a wonderful, loving place that is. And so we love supporting Journey Home and all that they do for our residents and other people that choose Journey Home. So
yeah.
We're excited to be a part of them and their fun parties. You can tell I'm all about the parties.
I was going to say, I think there's a theme going on here someplace, but where else are you going, and what kind of fun are you having?
Right. Well, it's funny you should ask. We're going to the Good, Bad, and the Barbecue in May. And, of course, we have a great relationship with Elder Care.
Yeah, cool, with about 300 of your closest friends.
Yeah. I think so, yeah. So that's always a fun event. It's fun to see, you know, our board members there, Elder Care people, anybody that's supporting Elder Care, we're proud to be a part of that.
Well, physically, your facilities are so far away from each other. I can't see how you could get along at all.
Not at all, and not only can we throw a rock and hit the actual place.
Don't break any windows, please.
Well, I'll try not to, okay. but my aim is not just terrific. but also, Elder Care has an apartment in our independent living, and it's Brighter Living Agency, which is a companion care. We also have case management, which is more the medical aspect. Mm. So not only if I threw a rock down the hall, I would probably hit their apartment And then if I threw a rock out in the front yard, I'd hit the building. So okay. We have a great relationship with Elder Care.
And without going into the details, we've talked about that relationship with Brighter Living before, not only through Green Country, but it's a great service they offer the community.
Absolutely, yeah. They go out into the homes and they come into our residence homes.
For the same reason.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. But besides that, that is as far as I can see right now because it's such a busy time for us.
You've got a busy calendar, and it will fill in, but we'll fill the rest of that in just a moment. But, you know, if somebody just wants to stop by, like you said, and take a tour, mm-hmm. Stop by. Maybe they'll be serving pasta pomodoro while you're there for lunchtime
yes.
or some other excellent dining choice. And it never hurts to show up at around dining time. You'll at least get a cookie or something, you know?
Well, and even if you don't show up at dining time and we know that you're coming, we do send you home with a little special treat. So we have a signature item, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, so you have to come in for it. But
okay.
But we do. You are welcome. Our meal times, between 11 and 1, come and go is our lunch. My guess is people aren't wanting to get up at 7, but if you are, you're welcome to breakfast. Mm-hmm. Also, our dinner times between 4:30 and 6, you can come at any time, and we welcome you. If you call ahead, we'll be prepared for you. If you walk on in, we will find someone to help you out.
Yeah, and you mentioned that your meals are served restaurant style, so it's not like you, this is not a path I guess I need to go down. You're not ringing a dinner bell and saying, come on, it's all time to eat. We're going to sit you down and feed you all together. You
sure, know? And that makes it nice because if you have an errand or a doctor's appointment and you can't put that around your meal time, and your friends are already dining, you're running 20 minutes behind when you typically meet your friends, we're going to serve you just like we've served your friends. So it makes it convenient for scheduling and also just, it's nice.
It is nice. And it's something that, again, you offer choices to people. And again, you got several floor plans of one and or two bedroom apartments. We haven't talked a lot about whether it's independent living or assisted living or even memory care, but you're there offering choices as people's needs even change and evolve.
Well, one thing, and you didn't mention this because you don't know about it yet, but we are making a three bedroom apartment. We have had some interest in some of our larger ones that stay occupied because some people are moving from a 4,000 or 5,000 square foot house
yeah.
and they want their needs are they still want that room. So we're delighted that we are moving out some walls and moving the kitchen and doing a great room and a wet bar and a three bedroom, three bathroom apartment. We just have one of those, but it is going to be stellar. I'm excited about it.
Okay. Well, we'll find out more about that as time goes on, but, wow, you take us right up on Walton's Mountain. You can say goodnight, Ma, and goodnight.
That's right. That's right. So so feel free to call me at Green Country Village or anyone. Our phone number is 918-335-2086, and our address is 1025 Swan Drive. That's independent. 1027 is our assisted and memory care. But that phone number will get you anywhere.
Okay. Well, Casey, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thanks.
Casey Williams with us this morning. If you didn't see their chef last night at the cooking show, maybe we'll invite them back next year. But that's 12 months down the road, so we'll see how that works out. That's a one-on-one on AM 1493.3 FM K1. We'll switch guests and have another topic for you coming up in just a minute.